gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Sports Gentlemen, one of the classiest, actually the classiest podcast that you will ever get to listen to.
Yep, true.
And I think first of all, I hope everyone is, every one of our listeners and everyone in general is safe from this coronavirus. And the ones that aren't, because we obviously know there are cases out there in the country that it would not affect their daily lives, that they would, recover from the virus if they have it. I'm tired of hearing it.
Yep. Yeah, sure.
I'm ready for it to be over. And hopefully it will be soon, even though I don't see that happening. But probably the biggest news that we could talk about tonight has to do with basketball, as tonight being Saturday night, we have figured out who the round of 32 teams are in the March Madness, and by Sunday night we will know the Sweet 16. Oh wait, never mind, that got canceled. Never mind.
Oh boy,
I think that means maybe we ought to talk about a little bit of the NFL, because that, my friend, is the only sports world that is buzzing right now.
Yeah.
As I can't keep any team straight, because every team in the NFL has added at least one or two new players in the last week. So I think the first big signing we should talk about, and I can't stand him, but that's only because I'm a Steelers fan, but Tom Brady is heading out of New England, and he is going down to the little bit warmer weather.
Yeah.
Going down to the Buccaneers of Tampa Bay. What do you think of the, I don't know, what do you think of his decision?
I was very stunned to find out it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers he was choosing. I was hearing rumors about this just by like listening to ESPN radio, because they don't have shows, or if they do, not much. I don't even think they're doing shows anymore on ESPN because they're quarantined in their houses. But I've been listening to ESPN radio and they've been talking. One of them was mentioning Buccaneers were a maybe, but I never really thought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be the landing spot for TB12. I was thinking something like, if he's going to Florida, it would have been the Dolphins. Or I really thought he was going to go maybe Chargers, since Philip Rivers was out of there. Something along those lines. That's kind of where I was leaning. But I do, if you think about it, I do, for Tom Brady, kind of like that signing. They were like, what, 7-9 last year or something like that? And their quarterback was in the 30-30 club. 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, and they were still 7-9. So, I don't know. I don't mind the signing. I think it's offensively, Tom will be getting a huge upgrade. I think there is not a single player on the offensive side of the Patriots that is equivalent to Mike Evans. I like their tight end that they have there. I think they still have Cameron Brate, but that O.J. Howard, he's a good tight end. And then they have Marquise Goodwin, or Godwin, I think it is. He is the other wide receiver opposite of Mike Evans. He's a speedster. So I kind of like the offensive power that they have there. And Bruce Arians being an offensive-minded coach, the only thing I have to say about Bruce is usually his teams throw the ball deep. Bombs almost every play, as you know, with Carson Palmer was the quarterback in Arizona. And Carson had that great year. And I mean, he was just throwing bombs left and right to Fitzgerald, to John Brown. So that's the only interesting thing. I'm interested in see how they tailor make this offense around Tom. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm kind of shocked he went to the Buccaneers. I thought he would go to a better team, honestly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't mind the signing. I'm a Steelers fan, so I didn't want him with the Steelers. And I didn't want him with, you know, the Patriots, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, anybody that we have to see, you know, every year. So,
well, now you hardly ever have to see him.
That's right. And that's NFC. A good thing. Because he always tore us up. I think it's very interesting. And I saw a meme on social media that said after Tom Brady was signed, as soon as he signed, they said, you know, they made a statement saying to all those NFL fans out in the world, you weren't with the Buccaneers when they were 7-9. Don't be with us when they go 8-8.
That's for sure. There's going to be an ample amount of Tampa Bay Buccaneers crawling out of the woodworks now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Defensively, they're mediocre at best.
Yeah, I was going to say, they need to get a big signing on defense.
Mm-hmm. Because he had one of the best defenses last year. I know that defense kind of fell apart towards the end, but I felt like it was more Tom Brady fell apart towards the end last year. And you saw what that happened. But I couldn't imagine if Tom Brady decides to fall apart on the Tampa Buccaneers with this defense, what it would happen. It'd be disastrous. Now, I do think they could push and win that division they're in now. I know the Saints acquired Emmanuel Sanders. That's a good pairing alongside Mike Thomas. Pretty much any wide receiver is a good pairing alongside Mike Thomas. The dude's a stud. But, you know, it's Tom Brady. I know he's older. I'm just still not sure about counting him out. So I do think he could push and win that division. And if you look at it, I feel, and I'm a Cowboys fan, but I feel like the NFC is, I think it's worse than the AFC. I think the AFC is actually tougher. You have the reigning Super Bowl champs there. You got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. The Titans were good last year. You know, you can expect the Steelers to get back out and do some noise next year. So I think he went to a weaker of the two conferences. So that could have been a smart move. But I feel like you said, I thought he was going to go to a better team. Like a team that was one player away or just needed a quarterback not to lose them a game. But I don't know. It's crazy. Tom Brady is in Tampa Bay.
I think that I'm going with a hot take here, Josh. And basically because I got nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
But I'm going with, this probably won't shock you, but I'm going to say that Antonio Brown will be a Buccaneer before the season starts.
I would piggyback on that with you, and I would concur. I do think he will be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He posted a picture on his Instagram, because, you know, we have no lives right now. So
absolutely,
we're worrying about what Tom, or what Antonio Brown is posting on his Instagram. So
that's right. You know we're bored when we do that.
Exactly. So to feed into, or to try to decipher exactly what he's meaning by congratulating Tom Brady for signing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a picture of him and Tom Brady, one would think that would mean he's going to try to join there, which I do believe he will join there. And I do believe if he joins, and when he joins, that will be one of the premier offenses in the NFL. And I don't fully think it has much. I do think Tom Brady elevates it, but I think you could stick any mediocre starting quarterback, not backups, into that offense. And with those weapons, they would look like a stud as well. So he's going to have it easy next year on offense, I do think. Especially if they get Antonio Brown, because when he had Antonio Brown, I mean, we saw what they did against the Dolphins, right? When Antonio had 2 touchdowns in that game or something.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're having Antonio Brown as a number 2, I do believe. I think Mike Evans right now is better than Antonio Brown. So you have Antonio Brown as a number 2 to Mike Evans, number 1, then that Godwin, who was the number 2, is now your slot receiver, or your 3. I believe Adam Humphries is still there, who used to play with Tom. So, I mean, that's going to be a premier offense in the league next year.
And someone even said that they think Julian Edelman might follow Brady down there to Tampa Bay.
Game over. Game, yeah. They will be, if they can
the Super Bowl trophy now.
Exactly. All they have to do is get a top 10 defense. Not even a top 10. Like, that's a third?
That's right.
They just have to be in a third of the best defense. And they're good. To win. If they have Julian Edelman and Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Godwin, the running back is good.
Yeah. If they don't even have to put a defense on the field and they'll still win.
Oh, yeah. It'll be as high potent as we saw Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs this past year.
Yeah.
Almost more high powered, because we're not going to see Tom Brady make ridiculous, crazy sidearm passes like we do Patrick Mahomes. But, I mean, I don't think anybody could stop that offense. Truly, I do not.
No.
So.
Unless it's the Steelers.
Unless it's the Steelers. By the way, I do want to talk about, the Steelers just added another Watt to their team.
That's right. We got
Derek.
We got Derek now. And the only other one we need is JJ. Then we got all 3 of them.
I'm going to transition into something by talking about, I do think you probably could get JJ Watt with how stupid the Texans are trading right now. The trade that sent DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for David Johnson is absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion. I realized David Johnson at one point was top running back in the league. That was 2 or 3 years ago, behind or before some significant injuries he faced.
Absolutely.
And you're going to trade away one of the best, if not the best wide receiver in the league right now.
Absolutely.
For a banged up, has been running back. It's just crazy.
It makes
crazy.
Makes no sense.
Absolutely crazy. I mean, this NFL offseason is one of the more exciting ones, and it couldn't have came at a better time when there's absolutely nothing to do.
Yes, I am literally staring at the wall.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I have worked all this past week and delivered to probably coronavirus infected people. So I pretty much have quarantined myself this weekend since I'm off. I will literally be playing 2K probably from sun up to sundown. I realize that's probably not productive, but my goodness, I was supposed to be on spring break from school last week. Instead, worked every single day because they needed workers and I wasn't going anywhere on spring break because, unlike other college students, I'm not the stupid ones that think when things are closed down, I could go bar hop right now. Instead, I probably should follow the guidelines of quarantine and let's help stop spreading this virus, who at first I thought was okay, it's not as bad, and it's still, it might not be as bad, but it is spreading like wildfire, and I feel like we all need to do our part and help stopping this spread, regardless of how deadly it may be, because it could save a life. So I chose instead to work all day, all week last week, and you know, I got to see the madness firsthand. You know, at first our shop was open, then it was closed. We weren't allowed to have anybody in it. People are getting mad because they can't come in it. One person said, well, my window doesn't work. And it's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. We cannot just unlock it for you. So, you know, I really forgot where this was going. This NFL offseason, and now we have something to talk about. So I found my way back to the conversation.
That's good.
I got lost. I've been in the house so long. I go down random rabbit holes with my train of thought.
Rabbit trails.
Maybe? See, right there was another one. It's been a long quarantine session for me.
I was going to say, you're...
losing it.
Yeah, you're definitely losing it.
But anyway,
I'm going to lose.
Oh, for sure you will. There's a couple other free agent signings and moves this offseason that I kind of like.
What about Eric Ebron to the Steelers?
That's a great pickup.
I love that.
Okay, so he had problems in Detroit with dropping passes. And then he came to Indianapolis and balled out. So I don't think the drops in Detroit were so much on him as it may have been the
quarterback.
Yeah, because I don't know. Matt Stafford, he throws sidearm cannons all the time. Doesn't know how to really just throw a catchable ball all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he, you know, fixed it. Could have been just a slump year, whatever it may have been. So, I do like that pickup, actually, for you guys. And the team that he left, I liked their pickup, even though everybody's saying Phillip Rivers is old. He's not going to help the Colts any. They had Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback. Okay. He is a good backup quarterback. Brissett is.
Rivers is done.
I understand that thought.
He's done.
I don't believe he is, though. I think
it's a waste.
I think Phillip Rivers to the Colts is a good signing for the Colts. Because it was just a 1-year move. So if it doesn't pan out, guess what? Nothing happens and you get Trevor freaking Lawrence next year if you go terrible. Right? So instead, you get to try Phillip Rivers out, who has proven himself to be, if he could just have a Super Bowl ring, a definite Hall of Fame quarterback.
Waste of money.
You're just saying this because AFC. But
no.
I think Phillip Rivers to the Colts is not a splash. I don't think he is the tipping point for them to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's more like it.
But I do like the signing. I think there's nothing wrong with that signing. Because Brissett last year kind of laid an egg. And you're paying Brissett $20 million, and now you're paying Phillip Rivers $20 million. And I ask you, which one of those two quarterbacks would you be willing to pay $20 million? And I would guarantee you probably would say Phillip Rivers for 1 year. If you, like, you have each of them for one more year, okay, you're probably going to lean towards the more proven Phillip Rivers versus Brissett, who had a decent half of a 1 year that helped the transition of Andrew Luck. And then when he became the full starter, kind of laid an egg. So, I mean, I don't think it's groundbreaking, but I think it's a step in a direction that the Colts haven't had in a while. They've been really conservative with everything. It's how Indiana market teams play. Until recently, the Pacers never went after anybody. We signed Monte Ellis 1 year, and it was at the end of his career, and I thought that was a huge splash. Like, we get excited about little things here in Indiana because we don't make moves for anything because we are a small market, conservative market, and our owners don't like to make splashes and they don't like to spend salary cap. So I think this is a decent signing in the sense that they're proving that they're willing to go and try to spend a little money for something, whether it's just to say, hey, we signed Phillip Rivers, fans. We're trying. And advise them one more year to find a quarterback of their choice. I hear they're actually, and this is actually, now that I think of it, before they traded DeForest Buckner, their first round pick, I heard they were actually going to look for Tua in this year's draft, but I don't know now with signing away DeForest Buckner or trading for DeForest Buckner and giving away their first round pick.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
I'm ticked about the Cowboys signing.
What did they do?
They signed HaHa Clinton Dix. Like, we could not find a younger safety. We had to get one that is very aged. He's like, well, he's not aged, but he's just an older veteran. Like, we need, I don't know. I could be wrong. He played for McCarthy in Green Bay. So maybe it's a familiarity there. And then we signed Gerald McCoy, which is a good signing.
He's a dud.
If it was 3 years ago.
Yeah. He's a dud.
Because he was a all-pro, pro bowler for years in Tampa. But, I mean, that was how long ago? He's been in the league like 13 years. So.
Yeah. The dude's 53.
Yeah, I don't know. Jerry won't spend money on Dak, but we'll go out and sign the people in the nursing home.
That's right. That's right. Oh, and also another big sign that's going to be weird to getting used to is I heard as soon as Tom Brady was signed with the Buccaneers, I heard they're interested in getting Gurley, Todd Gurley from the Rams. And I thought, man, they're going to be stacked, like running back, everything. The offense is going to be good. And then a couple hours later, the Rams release Gurley, and I thought, uh-oh, Gurley is going to the Bucs. Yeah. And a couple hours later, where'd you go?
Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yep. That's a crazy division.
That's going to be weird to be getting used to. Mm-hmm.
Just think about that division alone, the talent in that division. If Tom Brady can win that division, I believe he can win the NFC. Because that division is the Saints with Drew Brees. They just added Emmanuel Sanders, Alvin Kamara, Mike Thomas, you name it.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
And then you got the Falcons, who just added Todd Gurley. You know, I still think the Falcons, I think last year was, it was a terrible year for them, but I think it was a fluke. I don't think they're going to be as bad this year because towards the end of last year, they started putting it together.
Absolutely.
And then you got Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who look at this point like if they can get a couple more pieces, could be contenders. So I don't know. I just think it's going to be a very, very, very interesting and fun season. And it looks like all the quarantine stuff will probably end just in time for all this. Like, I'm not going to say we're quarantined for months, but I mean, we're going to be aware of this virus for months. So, like, what normality sets in will probably be almost just in time for NFL, and I couldn't be more ready.
Absolutely. I'm just ready for anything sports on the TV.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm watching, like, old basketball, games. I don't even know what I was watching the other day. It was an old basketball game. I don't even know who's playing. But it just warmed my heart to be watching a game of basketball.
I tell you, man, it's the little things that we miss.
That's great.
When all normality is back, watch out. And I promise you, I will never take it for granted again.
No.
And playing basketball like I was doing at open gyms and stuff, they got shut down because of this thing. The guy that used to open the gym for us said he has to abide by the rule or the law or whatever it is, and he can't just let us play open gyms anymore. So once we get to be able to play open gym basketball, I might not ever come home.
Does your wife know about this?
She does not.
Well, you might want to talk to her about that before you make a comment like that on her again.
She is probably bored of having me around the house.
I would be, if I were her, I'd be bored of having you around the house too.
But I do know those first couple months, or everything's back to normal, I'm going crazy. I probably will not stay in my house for those months. I probably won't even be around Richmond for those months. I'm going to travel. Who knows where? Oh, no. Just coughed.
Yikes.
took a drink of something and went down the wrong way.
Sure, that's what they all said.
Hey, I tell you, I've been doing this. I heard this thing that you can tell about the coronavirus. If you can hold your breath for 10 seconds and not have to, like, bust out and coughing, then you're fine. And I probably checked myself with that little theory probably 90 times a day. Like, okay, all right, we're good. So, I mean, I am full. I have tendencies of being a panic attack. Like, I fully hop on these, oh no, what are we going to do, trends.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to. So I'm like, oh no. I've been trying to think about the positives in this, and I'm like, I'm not sure what they are. I mean, I guess it's for families, it's family time. You know, parents get to hang out with their kids all day.
You get to hang out with your wife.
Yeah, but I mean, she works, and her job will not get shut down.
No.
So, but other than that, yeah, it's besides working every day last week, and then probably looking like this week, upcoming week will be about the same until they decide to shut us down. But yeah, I'm just ready for sports to be back, man. Anything, darts throwing, anything.
Table tennis, you name it, I'll watch.
Absolutely.
It.
I started watching marbles roll down a hill the other day on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I'm like, after I watched it, I was like, wow. I almost placed bets on which one I thought was going to get the bottom.
Oh my gosh.
But,
oh,
you know, it is not utter madness in stores around here, but it's pretty close.
It is here.
I went to the store.
You can't find.
Went to the store the other day, and I went to go, you know, check out, and I saw someone wearing a mask, and I was like, okay, you know, they're trying to be protective or whatever. But the mask they were wearing was bedazzled out in jewelry, and it really wasn't even covering their mouth or nose. It was just like a cloth laying across their face, like a surgical mask almost. Huh. But like they could still breathe through the bottom of it. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a fashion trend. Like people are just going to randomly start wearing masks now. And like some of them are going to be like for the clout, and some of it's actually going to be because people are panicking.
Yeah.
And what that's going to result in is there's going to be a shortage of masks for the people who actually probably need them. And it's became a low moment in sports when the sports gentlemen are talking about surgical mask trends.
Absolutely.
How's working in FedEx going with all this?
It's very tiring.
Are you getting more packages now than ever?
Yes, I'm really supposed to get busier this upcoming week. And because people that are being quarantined, of course, they have nothing better to do than click the button. And that means, what I mean by that is they just sit there on the internet and be like, oh, buy now. Yeah, have that shipped to my house. Yeah, Hunter will take care of that.
Of course. Well, they don't think about you, Hunter.
Well, that's not what they say, because we pull up to their driveway and they're like, oh, we're thinking about you. yeah, when you're clicking the button, you're really thinking about us. Yeah.
Like, we're thinking about how quick you can get here.
That's right. So I had one today that she's like, oh, UPS usually gets here by 12. Good for them. I'm here by 2:30. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
She should have been like, order from UPS.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what to tell them. We try our best. And we're probably going to have to go to working 7 days a week here soon, because it's only going to get busier. Which will be good for me, because lots of money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people are, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I think we should only be able to deliver essentials, life-sustaining stuff.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you how many trampolines I've delivered in the last week. And I could be wrong, but I don't think that is a life-sustaining thing.
I think you would probably be correct on that.
Yes. But it's just, you know, you deliver someone's medicine, and then you deliver a trampoline, and then you deliver a headboard for a bed, and then I'm delivering stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I should only be delivering medicine and stuff, you know, stuff that we can't live without. But nope. If you want to just order it, I'll be there. won't be by 12, but
well, UPS. If you want it by 12, UPS will have it there by 12. If you want it FedEx,
make sure UPS.
FedEx will have it there by 2:30.
Yes. So it all depends. I mean, I get up at 6 a.m. and go to my job, load up the truck, and then I'm on the road. So just depending on where you live, I could be at your house by 9:30 in the morning, and or if you're one of my last stops, I'll be there by 3 o'clock. It all depends.
I have a very important logistical question.
Oh boy.
What determines whether it goes to UPS or FedEx?
Dude, you're asking the wrong person.
Because I'm just thinking, you order from Amazon. Does FedEx?
It's usually UPS.
Or UPS bring Amazon?
It's usually UPS that does Amazon. I've never seen an Amazon box in FedEx.
What do you guys usually bring, like deliver, for, like store wise?
We deliver a lot of Chewy.
Okay.
For your animals.
Yeah.
And then we deliver like random stuff too. Like, I mean, there's nothing. I don't know how it, that because that was one of my questions on how they figure out who delivers what. And it's got to be, there's got to be some type of a, it's got to be like Chewy has an agreement with FedEx to deliver all their packages. Or you know, something like that. Yeah. It has to be. Like each company has to have an agreement with UPS or FedEx or whatever to deliver their packages, and that's what happens. That's my guess.
That's probably what it is.
I mean, it only makes sense that way.
So your number one business that you deliver for is Chewy?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Really?
They were, listen, I heard this the other day. And this is just crazy that Chewy, I think it was Wednesday I heard this, maybe Thursday, I don't know. A couple days ago, I heard that Chewy was 1 million orders behind schedule.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy, bro. I'm telling you, that's insane.
Sounds like it.
So, and I'll tell you, straight up, Chewy boxes are not fun.
Why is that?
Because they say, on the top of the box, it says, box may be heavy. You know what they should put on the top of the box?
What's that?
Box will be so heavy you won't be able to carry it. Is what they need to put on the top of the box. Because they are... I think what happens is the people don't care at Chewy. And they put in, you know, 3 50-pound bags of dog food in one box and says, here you go, deliver this one.
Like Tetris. They're just trying to find how much they can fit in one box.
That's right. And though that may only be 150 pounds, obviously 3 times 50 is 150 if you didn't know that, Josh. But
I was wondering how much it meant.
Though that only may be 150, that's really, really heavy to put in a box.
Yeah.
And I am not the strongest person in the world.
You're second.
I definitely am second, actually, yes. So since I'm not the strongest person in the world, I have trouble lifting some packages sometimes. And I do have a confession to make, Josh.
What's that?
The other day at the terminal where I was loading up my truck, I was helping the lady beside me load up her truck.
Yeah.
And there was this huge box. And I couldn't lift it. I don't know why. It was kind of a weird box, weird shape. just huge. And I was handling all the packages to her so she could put in her truck. And I said, her name's Kat. Or, well, no, I don't know what her name is. But this person, I said, I cannot lift this box. You're going to have to get out of your truck and lift it in the truck, or help me lift it in the truck. She goes, well, how much does it weigh? I said, 98 pounds, it says on the box, but it feels like it's about 3 ton. And she goes, oh, just move out of the way. I'll get it myself.
No. She did it?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Oh, she is a super... Can we get her on the show? I need to hear this story firsthand. No.
No.
Did she have the biggest grin in the world after she lifted it?
She just goes, oh, I got it by myself. I do this all the time. Okay, good.
See, honey, there's a trick to lifting heavy things is you need to bend down and lift with your legs.
Yeah, well, there was no lifting. I was just like, well, I'm going to go do my route now and... you can load the rest yourself since you're so strong.
Oh my. No, this has made my day. This made my day.
And my boss was standing right there and made fun of me and called his wife and then she made fun of me too.
Oh wow, getting it from every angle.
And then, so I'm on a route right now with my boss, just learning the route and how we do things and everything. So that same day, after he called his wife and told his wife, that same day we stop at a bakery and I got a huge cinnamon roll. And he got a baked good and they were delicious. Absolutely delicious. And he texted a picture of the cinnamon roll and what he got to his wife. Saying, look what you're missing, you know, Hunter and I are we just stopped the bakery, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what she replies to that text?
I can only imagine.
He needs to hit the gym, not the bakery.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love it. That is awesome. Pure gold. Pure gold.
So, I don't even like my job anymore.
Wow. Man. Hey, you know, honestly, though, think about this. Think about it. You can now use this to your advantage.
Yeah, how?
Anything that you don't feel like lifting, you're like, I can't lift it. And they know because...
That I can't lift it.
Because, well, it doesn't even matter if you can or can't anymore. If you don't want to, they know because prior experience... that you couldn't lift that one. Now they're going to be like, okay, well, if you can't lift this one, you have a free pass to not lift anything you don't want to now.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is pure gold.
So, that was just another lovely day at FedEx. So I'm glad I can't believe that I didn't tell you that.
No, I really haven't. We haven't talked much this week.
I've been super busy at FedEx. I get up 6 a.m. every morning and I'm on the run till about 3:30, 4:30, sometimes 5:30. I don't get home till then. And just running around all day delivering. It just makes me so tired.
Well, our schedules are kind of offset because mine, I would go in about 3 or 4 and leave at 10 at night. Like I would go in at 3 in the afternoon and then I would close the shop down.
Yeah, and usually I'm sleeping by 10.
So this past week, you know, I was working more nights than anything. I think this upcoming week I have a couple days off.
We could hit, we could podcast again on those days or something.
Sounds good.
That's awesome. Need something to keep me sane. Listeners, please request stuff. Send us questions. Interact with the show, please, for the love of God. I am driving myself bonkers in my house here.
Yeah. Message us and make fun of me at how weak I am. I really don't care at this point. Just say something.
Yes. Show us that you're there and you're alive and well, surviving, thriving, whatever. But other than that, I don't really have any much else to say. It's kind of only an NFL week this week, and it's going to be pretty much the only exciting news we can get and not talk about the virus is NFL. Because the rest of the stuff, I mean, NBA is not saying much except for they found new cases. So, you have anything else, Hunter?
No, I do not have anything else. I haven't even had supper yet. It's 9 o'clock at night.
All right, so we will go ahead and end this episode. We will get another one out to you guys because I know you're stuck at home and you've probably replayed all of our episodes at least 100 times each. So we will go ahead and get you a new episode to listen to throughout this week here. Stay healthy, okay? Try not to get sucked up in this madness. It will be all right, okay? We can assure you that sports gentlemen are telling you it'll be okay. We That's are right. certified doctors, as we told you last episode. Or self-proclaimed doctors, however you want to say it.
Yeah. We are far from doctors.
Yeah, but what we're trying to tell you is it'll be okay if you stay classy. That's the biggest. You got to stay classy.
That's right. Absolutely.
Stay clean. You got to wash those hands. All right. And then just stay healthy and sane. Not insane, but stay sane. And we'll get through this.
Yes, we will.
Peace.